This is our thought for today. What is a monastery? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and head of the Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California. What is a monastery? A monastery truly is a place where people go to create their masterpiece. You could say Michelangelo went to the monastery of the Sistine Chapel to create his masterpiece of the beautiful painting on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And he dedicated himself to it 100%. He lived it, he drank it, he ate it, he slept it. No matter what he did, he was working on his masterpiece. And as he worked on his masterpiece, oh, there were frustration times when he quit and ran away for a while. And there were times when the helpers were not doing the things the way they should, but that was minor. The things that were most important was where Michelangelo was doing all of the things that he should. Where Michelangelo was paying attention one-pointedly to the work at hand, to the concept of expressing his mastership and his genius. Where Michelangelo was expressing all of the music of his soul, all the music of his heart, all the wisdom. Portraying, painting the Sistine Chapel was not just a matter of transferring different images to the ceiling. It was transferring the very essence of Michelangelo himself. It was his theology. It was his understanding of the Bible. It was his, he was a very astute man, very intuitive, very intellectual, very erudite in every possible way, a master in everything. One-pointedly, he did that. He did it without judgment. He did it without possession. He did it with an unconditional love. He did it because it was so important that he was working on something truly wonderful that made it all something great for him. And now I hear Ellen is calling me, so we'll quit this for a moment and go and see what she has in mind. But at a monastery, our work primarily is to express ourselves and find the depth in our own heart, that which is most meaningful to us. And as we find that which is most meaningful to us, then that's the path we follow. Now, everyone is not going to express being a painter of the Sistine Chapel, that's for sure. But everyone is going to find who and what they are. They're going to find the magic within themselves. And they're going to find that by being disciplined in every beautiful possible way. Do you have that capacity to be disciplined in every beautiful possible way? Do you have the capacity to listen to your own indwelling self and follow it? Then you have the capacity to come and be a monk at the monastery. This is not an ordinary monastery. It's not a monastery where you do nothing, just wear a robe and walk around in meditation and prayer. This is a monastery where you learn about self-discipline. You learn about being master of yourself. You learn all of these things that are important to you. And as you learn them and as you apply them, you find that your life is greatly enlarged, that your world is greatly expanded, that you become a more magnificent human being, a more magnificent divine being. You become the essence of all that is beautiful and good. And that's what life's all about, isn't it? So, have a lovely day, and remember, everyone is a monk in their own wonderful, beautiful way, and perhaps you are too, and you don't even know it. Wouldn't it be fun to investigate that? I love you. I love you. I love you.